Charlie, you with us now?
Hey, Foster. Yeah, I'm here.
I'm glad to hear you. Charlie, first of all, congratulations and our condolences to you. We understand that your wife of many years passed away this last April, and we certainly want to give you our deepest sympathies for that loss that you know you're feeling.
I appreciate that. Thanks very much.
And maybe as a little bit of comfort in the midst of this, you have been awarded for some tremendous success up there recently.
Yes, just this week. In fact, what is today? Saturday. It's been a long week. Yesterday, USA Today made it official that Pasty Central pasties were selected by their readers as the favorite, the best pasty in Michigan.
All right. And that means darn near the best pasty on earth.
Oh, it's got to be, yeah.
It's got to be, because that's the real deal. That's where they come from, in the Upper Peninsula, where the Cornish miners use those as the way of carrying a hot meal with them into the mines. That's fantastic. Yeah. And then you also have recently come back from a... Let's just kind of quickly do this. Matter of fact, we're going to do this. We're going to put you back on hold for a second, Charlie. I'm going to come back because you have just finished making a very important connection in the Upper Peninsula, where you stretched out connectivity up there once more. So hang on a second. This is Charlie Hopper, our dear friend who is in the Upper Peninsula and the man who runs Pasty Central and pasty.net. Now, by the way, pasty.net and pasty.com are two sites that connect people in Michigan's Upper Peninsula. That's way... It was reminding me, it's 13 hours from Detroit. It's a long way up north, and we have had a very special connection up there. Gary Baker's wife, her folks were from Bootjack, which is up on that Upper Peninsula.
Oh, I thought they were Calumet.
No.
Oh, Bootjack?
Okay. Am I right? I'm right on that. All right, Charlie?
Oh, yeah. Mm.
It was Bootjack.
Bootjack is a suburb of Calumet.
Oh, okay.
I love that. It's a suburb. Okay. And that's where Carol, Gary's wife, is from. So that's how we made the connection. And matter of fact, we've been on the air almost the same length of time because you started Pasty.com in 1998. Am I right?
Well, we actually started Pasty.com. We just celebrated our 20th anniversary.
Okay.
May 31st. We started May 31st, 1996.
96, okay.
But what we started at the same time of the Internet Advisor was the Daily Pasty Cam, a picture and a discussion every day.
That's right. That's really cool. And you can go up there and you can watch, whether it's in any time of year, you can watch what's going on at the bridge right there at Houghton Hancock, right?
Right. The lift bridge is one of our favorite spots. Web pages, it really gets lots of traffic. Also, the snow thermometer, especially in the winter, track the depth of the snow that has almost hit that 300-inch mark.
Wow, that's incredible. Now, Charlie, one of the things, just quickly before we have to say goodbye and get on to one of our callers here, one of the things that you have done is kind of neat is that you have used some really neat technology to reach out to some pretty remote places up there with good my high-speed internet connection, and you just made a rather remarkable one out to Isle Royal. Am I right?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I am speaking to you right now over that connection.
Wow.
and if everybody goes to Google and they look up Isle Royal weather, you're going to see it's 65 degrees here. And I see that it's 93 in Detroit right now.
That's
unbelievable.
What?
But this is 55.6 miles away from Mount Horace Greeley, which is out on the Keweenaw Peninsula.
That's right.
And we have a link here that as soon as I climb the tower one more time, it's a water tower here I'm about to go back up on, hopefully we'll be hitting that 100 megabit pipe that delivers here to Rock Harbor in Isle Royal.
Wow. Now, somebody was saying this is supposed to be a refuge for moose and for wolves. What do they do? What moose wants the internet?
Well, I hear they don't use much bandwidth. But, I'll tell you, everyone else here is really communication starved because, first of all, there are many times that phones aren't available. You can't even call with phones. And their internet, all they have now is satellites, so they have the data caps and all of that.
Right.
So we've been testing, and it looks like we're going to be able to bring the same kind of solid service here as we've had on the Keweenaw Peninsula since 2001 is when we started our wireless service. We actually go, farther back than that.
And all facetiousness aside, you have, that's a national park, am I right?
Yes, it is. We're actually working with the concessions here, the folks who who serve the resort.
Right.
And we've also been in discussion with the Park Service and may possibly get involved in delivering some bandwidth there as a backup to mm-hmm. some of the other commercial services mm-hmm. that they have.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Yeah. Well, Charlie, congratulations to you both on the USA. We could have told them. They didn't have to do a poll. We could have told them that you have the best pasties around, period.
Thanks.
Thank you so much for being there. Congratulations on that recognition of the best pasties in Michigan by USA Today. Your pasties go around the world, am I right?
Well, actually, they go to the APO boxes for military folks who pick them up there. But we just ship within the 50 states. That's where we've been limiting it to.
I gotcha. So the good taste is here in continental U.S. and then occasionally across the seas to our troops as well.
Yes.
Charlie, thank you so much for being with us. Again, congratulations on this honor.
Thank you, stay cool there, guys.
Thank you so much. Mr. Charlie Hopper, the man who behind pasty.com and pasty.net and some of the most delicious pasties in the country.